KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Let's take a look at sports around the area last night. High school girls softball play from the Hawkeye 10 Conference. Atlantic took care of Kemper Catholic last night, 5-0. Olivia Engler pretty much took care of everything last night. She threw a two-hit shutout with 9 strikeouts for Atlantic in the circle at the plate. She homered, singled, also knocked in 2 and scored 2 last night to lead Atlantic. Also, Harlan defeated Lewis Central in 8 innings, 2-1. Glenwood over Shenandoah, 14-3. Clarinda beat Red Oak, 11-7. And it was Denison Sleswig over St. Albert, 5-2. In Western Iowa Conference play last night, Audubon wins big over IKM Manning, 18-4. It was Logan Magnolia topping AHSTW 10-0. Underwood defeating Trainer 12-0. Missouri Valley was an 8-3 winner over Tri-Center. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Southwest Valley beating Bedford 9-6. Lenox shut out Nottoway Valley 4-0. Among the non-conference matchups around the area last night in girls softball, Griswold shut down Riverside by a score of 5-0. Grandview Christian over Cam in 8 innings by a 1-0 final. South Central Calhoun beat Glidden Ralston 15-1, and River Valley over Whiting by a score of 10-0. In high school baseball play last night, in Hawkeye 10 Conference action, Kemper Catholic defeated Atlantic by a score of 4-1. Gunnar Kirchhoff with the only run-scoring hit for Atlantic. He belted a home run last night for the Trojans. Also, Lewis Central defeated Harlan 6-1. Glenwood over Shenandoah 6-2. Clarinda outscored Red Oak in 8 innings, 14-13. St. Albert beat Denison Sleswig 10-3 last night. In Western Iowa Conference play, Audubon over IKM Manning 9-3. It was Tri-Center beating Missouri Valley 11-1. Logan Magnolia topping AHSTW 10-1. Underwood beating Trainer 11-4. Pride of Iowa Conference baseball last night, Bedford over Southwest Valley 3-1. Lenox defeating Nottoway Valley 4-1. Also from the Bluegrass Conference, Orient Maxburg down Seymour 14-7. And in non-conference boys baseball last night, ACGC a winner over Exira EHK by a final of 10-4. And it was Riverside outscoring Griswold 19-9 in boys baseball play. Well, the Corner Conference has announced its in-season softball and baseball tournament brackets. Griswold is the number one seed in the softball bracket, and they'll get a bye in the first round as they'll await the winner of Fremont Mills and Essex. They'll play that game on Thursday night. Also, Sydney is the number two seed in that girls' softball tourney, and they'll await the winner of Stanton and East Mills, who will play first on Thursday night. Those second-round games will also be played on Thursday evening. Griswold and East Mills will be hosting those ball games. Sydney will be the site of the championship match on Friday night. The boys' baseball bracket has Sydney as the top seed, and they'll have a bye in the first round. They'll await the winner of East Mills and Griswold, who will battle in first-round play Thursday night. Those games will be played at East Mills, as Sydney will play the second game of that doubleheader against the first game winner. Stanton is the number two seed, and they'll have the first round bye. They'll play the winner of Fremont Mills and Essex, and those games will be played in Stanton on Thursday night. And again, those games will both be played in Stanton back-to-back, with the championship game being played in Sydney, and that will be coming up on Friday evening. Well, Texas knocked out Tennessee. Mississippi State is a winner as they go to 2-0 at the College World Series in Omaha last night. For the Longhorns, they beat the Volunteers 8-4 as they stay alive in the tourney. Tanner Witt threw 5 2/3 shutout innings in relief, allowed just 3 hits and struck out a couple. And Eric Kennedy had a home run to help lead the Texas squad last night. Also, Mississippi State had a big 8th inning, scoring 6 times as they win 6-5 against Virginia. 3-run homer from Tanner Allen, and Kellum Clark had a 2-run hit to help the Bulldogs pick up that victory. In Major League Baseball action last night, the Cardinals moved back under 500 as they suffer a loss to the Tigers on the road. 8-2 was the final, as 6 runs in the 4th inning was the big inning for the Tigers. Paul DeJong had a hit and a couple knocked in for the Cardinals. Tommy Edman had 2 hits, and Johan Oviedo was the losing pitcher, allowing 6 runs on 6 hits with 3 walks last night as the Cards fall to 36-37. We'll have the second game of that 2-game set for you today here on the radio. 11:15 this morning is the pregame start time. 12:10 is first pitch, Cards and the Tigers today here on the radio. Also yesterday in baseball, the Royals had a four-run eighth inning and then beat the Yankees 6-5 as Ryan O'Hearn had a homer and a single and knocked in a couple last night to help lead the way for the Royals. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, Reds over the Twins 10-7. Astros beat the Orioles 3-1. Pirates over the White Sox 6-3. Nationals beat the Phillies 3-2. Red Sox over the Rays in 11 innings 9-5. Braves over the Mets 3-0. Blue Jays beat the Marlins 2-1. Cubs over the Indians 7-1. The A's beat the Rangers 13-6. Giants over the Angels 5-0. Brewers beat the Diamondbacks 5-0. Padres over the Dodgers 3-2. Mariners 2-1. Over the Rockies. St. Louis Cardinals announced yesterday they'd selected outfielder Lars Nootbaar from Memphis. Outfielder Lane Thomas was optioned out to Memphis, and left-handed pitcher Bernardo Flores Jr. was designated for assignment. Nootbaar was the Cardinals' eighth-round selection out of the University of Southern California in 2018. He was hitting .329 with 5 homers and 17 RBIs in 29 games in Memphis. Iowa football picked up a commitment for the 2024 recruiting class here in the last couple of days as offensive lineman Cody Fox of East Buchanan High School committed to the Hawkeyes on Twitter. The 6'4", 265-pounder was both an offensive and defensive line specialist for East Buchanan this year. He had 24.5 tackles with 6.5 solos. 6.5 solo tackles for loss. Also a fumble recovery on defense as he commits verbally to the Hawkeyes. Well, as the Iowa football team continues their summer workouts, things are returning to normal. Quite a change from a year ago at the peak of the pandemic when there was daily testing and limited access to facilities. Here's junior receiver Nico Reganey.
It was a struggle. So last year, me and a couple other teammates lived in my house, and we all like stayed together and cooked and everything together because we couldn't be in the facility. And we'd have to like sneak on to high school fields to throw and work out and all that stuff. But now, since everything's opening back up again, we get to go in the facility and nothing beats that, so we're happy.
Junior defensive back Dane Belton says they don't have the uncertainty that they had last summer and says they're enjoying the return to a regular routine.
I mean, I love it, you know, being able to, you know, go in the facility and not have any like worries. You know, I'm going there, I'm playing football, you know, getting better. I feel like it's a great feeling knowing that you can, you know, do what you love and not have to worry about outside things.
Junior receiver Tyrone Tracy says he's happy the mask mandate is gone.
It's way better. We have everyone in the facility. We're not canceling here, they're canceling there. And so just having everyone in there working and then looking forward to a season with hopefully a crowd full of people. It's going to be awesome.
Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz is not mandating that players and staff get the vaccine, but for those that do, there's no more mask mandate or even weekly testing. That's Check Sports here this morning. KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic.